This is the Troy Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Derek Jasper joining us now, head coach of the Trojans. And, well, Coach, week one, obviously a really good win for your guys. Last week you take on Centralia. You knew going in it was going to be a tough game. You play well, led 12-7 at the half, but Centralia scores 24 unanswered to win it 31-12. So when you look back at that game, Coach, just what went wrong there in the second half?
Yeah, I was really kind of disappointed. I think our whole team's a little disappointed. We thought we maybe had an opportunity to beat them this year and came out and played pretty well in the first half. Hit a big one to Bowden Bennett from Camden Anderson, a pass on the third play of the game, and got ahead 6-0, held a 12-7 lead at half. So felt like we matched up pretty well with them physicality wise in the trenches in the first half. And then after halftime, you asked what went wrong. I guess we just kind of got worn down and they really started executing their offense and running the ball down our throats, kind of that 5 to 6 yards at a time, kind of that slow death. And defense just couldn't get off the field. They really controlled the time of possession also in the second half and did what they wanted to do pretty much. And offensively, we didn't have the ball a whole lot, couldn't get in a rhythm, and had a couple of decent running plays going and got called back on penalties. So still no success running the football and couldn't really get in a rhythm. And didn't really feel like I called a great game offensively either, even though there's few opportunities. So something we can hopefully learn from and build from. We still got a ways to go when it comes to being physical in the trenches for a full football game.
I know going into that game too, obviously, you know, Centralia, what they're going to do. They do it every year. But did you feel even better though about this team that, you know, they did compete and they did held that lead at halftime, and the fact that now they know they can compete with some of the best?
Well, we did, but it was just still disappointing the way the second half went down for us. We had caused a couple of fumbles in the first half that kind of stopped some of their drives, so those were big plays for us and couldn't really capitalize. You know, we did have the 2 touchdowns at halftime, but, man, we just needed to put another one on the board or you know, another one in a field goal or something, because it was a 19-12 game for quite a while in the fourth quarter, and then they tacked on a couple of late scores for that final margin. But overall, felt like we competed pretty well. I think Centralia is still a very good football team, and even though they lost to Rossville in week one, I think some people were a little down on them, but they're still a really good football team. I think as the season will play out, you'll see that.
Now you look at it this week, you'll go on the road to Waubunsee, who is another very good opponent coming up this week, and we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Mark & Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And, well, coach, you look ahead to this week, another tough game. You get all on the road to Waubunsee. They're having a decent season here so far. You know it's going to be another tough opponent. So what do you look at here with Waubunsee?
Yeah, another team that beat us by 20 points last year on our home field, too. So I hope we've improved. They've got a lot of people back. They've got a really nice quarterback that can – throw it and use his legs to beat you. Kind of likes to run around and ad-lib plays. So our defense has got to be able to do. And our secondary is going to have a real test this week because we're seeing a little bit of a different team. You know, Centralia throws the ball 2 times the whole game against us last week. And Waubunsee will probably put it in the air upward of 20 times this week. So maybe a better matchup for us going against a spread team instead of a power running team. A little different matchup. And I think maybe it'll be a better matchup for us. But still going to be a big test for our secondary and a big test for our defense. And offensively, we just have to get some form of a running game going. We have to find some balance because teams are just now kind of sitting on our pass, double teaming Jarrett Norris, doing some things that, you know, we have to counteract, and we really have to execute and get the running game going this Friday.
Yeah, talking about that, you know, Waubunsee, you mentioned they're a team that they've, you know, had success so far this year. But your guys, you look at it, you talk about the little things. It also good coming off this loss to Centralia, knowing now you're going to be able to see how your guys respond. I know, obviously, you never want to lose a game, but now is it also good just for the simple fact from a coaching standpoint you are going to see how your guys respond?
Yeah, we'll see if we've matured a little bit from last year. You know, we were inexperienced last year. Once we kind of hit that losing streak last year, it just compounded and carried over into 3 and 4 losses in a row. And, you know, we don't want that to happen this year. This is a big, big game for us. It's our first road game of the year, actually. So a pretty long trip for us, a couple-hour bus ride. So hopefully we can really stay focused. And really we need to cut down on turnovers and penalties. Those have been killers for us offensively for sure and kind of been drive stoppers. So that's a big key also this Friday.
Well, Coach, with that, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. appreciate it, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on a Locker Room Chat, brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats on FM 103.9 at KNZA.